Ready for sunshine, culture, and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Time for a little sports update with our resident sports expert, Joshy Boy. What you got for us today, buddy?
Well, unfortunately, the Avs did suffer their first loss of the playoff seasons, and everybody went straight into panic mode.
Oh, they're gonna know this.
Oh yeah, they're gonna lose. They're not. Actually, it was a pretty bad loss, Jer. 5-1.
Whoa!
Look at that!
Wow, a little feedback there.
All right, go ahead.
But yeah, so essentially, they play again tonight at 6 p.m. So they get to get back out on the ice and try to, get rid of that bad taste of the loss on Saturday, as they lost 5-1. So it was kind of a beating.
Yeah.
But it was that weird thing where they had like 4 days in between games, and I think that absolutely killed their momentum, first of all. And then on top of that, the Wild kind of got to get healthy. So, yeah, unfortunately, it was one of those things. It was like a do-or-die game. A lot of cliche words were used and phrases were used over the weekend. Oh, this was do-or-die for them. They just wanted it more. They outplayed us, that type of thing. But they're back on the ice tonight at 6 p.m. against the Minnesota Wild, and I think the Avs are going to come out really,
they're
going to
do better.
I think so.
More points. They need to do more points.
That's what they said. It's the cliche. Well, we need to score more goals.
It's a game of inches, you guys.
It really is.
All right, let's light up that ice. Let's melt that ice.
It's going to be. Oh, they're going to be playing so hot. It's going to melt the ice, Jer. That's what's going to be happening.
Do better.
Do better. Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, the Rockies have been absolutely getting worked by the Philadelphia Phillies. They were on a bit of a hot streak to start their May and then completely cooled off in typical Rockies fashion. That's basically how it happens. And they are now on a 4-game losing streak.
We were supposed to go to a game and then the snow happened. Like my first Rockies game this season, I was so excited.
The blizzard.
And then we got a blizzard.
The blizzard of May.
Exactly.
Really cooled things off for the Rockies, unfortunately.
Yeah, a little sad to see them take a little nosedive.
The Rockies do that typical thing. The Rockies do that typical thing of, hey, we can't lose a game if we get snowed out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're in Philly right now getting dominated. So that's your little sports update
You got audio for us, don't you? The girl that got hit by the ball.
Do we want to talk about that? Yes, absolutely.
That's
sorry.
The only reason why we did this.
I didn't know if we wanted to talk about
that
or
not. You're new at this.
No, it was
what else
great.
You got?
No, over the weekend, a Portland Sea Dogs, which is a minor league baseball team, commentator went viral because during the middle of her call, she got absolutely drilled by a foul ball. And that's the audio we have.
There's the audio we have.
1-1 coming towards me. And it just hit me in the stomach. That was quite unfortunate. I am all good. Don't even worry about it.
Really?
That will leave a bruise tomorrow.
Why does she sound like a cartoon character?
She does.
Does she sound like something like a Family Guy?
Coming towards me.
Hey, in her defense, she did stay professional throughout the whole thing. She was like, oh, I just got you. I mean, imagine how badly that hurt. She probably got the wind knocked out of her, and she still was talking through it all.
Me!
To get drilled by a ball in the stomach? Like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
She took that like a champ.
It did get catch the whole thing on video, too, and she tried to get out of the way, got absolutely hammered, and then afterwards, she's like hunched over trying to say, I'm fine, and then gives the camera double thumbs up.
It sounds a little bit like Nicole on our wedding night.
Coming towards me.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Interesting story out this morning, and I kind of believe it. There's a study of over 40,000 American adults finding that living near more trees, those silly little trees.
Yep.
Linked to lower biological stress markers. Isn't that great? Including just basic chronic stress, blood pressure, cholesterol, inflammation, and other physical indicators. Just being down in the dumps, I guess, is the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around a lot of trees and greener areas, you get some sort of better connection to the earth. Greener areas encourage more movement, so you're going to be outside a little bit more.
Yeah.
And just, sometimes just sitting under a tree thinking makes you just kind of reduce all that stress.
I think it just automatically makes you feel a lot more at ease, because even when I was searching for my apartment, I was in a lot of area that was like zero scape and almost looked industrial-like, and it made me anxious. And when I found my apartment that I live in now, it was surrounded by trees, and that was part of the reason I loved it so much.
It was
so much more inviting, so much more homey. And so I agree with this
100%. When we were looking for a new house a few years ago, we were looking in those new build neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things that turned us off. It's like it was so sparse and so plain that we started looking in the older neighborhoods because we just like the trees.
Yes.
It's a homey feeling there.
Absolutely.
And like, didn't your heart break during this last snowstorm with all the broken tree limbs and everything like that? I felt bad for the trees.
It was like they were crying.
They were. And we've got one special tree like in our neighborhood that in my yard, that we really like. It's just right next to the driveway, and it's the most beautiful tree. And it had like four or five snapped limbs.
Aww.
And both of us, me and my wife, Knick Knack, when we saw it, we were like, no,
not that tree.
Little buddy, no.
Yeah.
But you out of all of us are out in nature the most. So I would imagine like you feel this. You got that connection.
I do. And when I walk by trees, I think of that. I think of how many other people have walked by you. And I will go up to a tree and just touch it. And be
William?
Like, oh, I love you, and I know you love me back. I can feel it, and it's like that cyclical feeling.
Giving
like
me so much oxygen.
I give it energy. It gives it back to me,
really?
And it immediately makes me feel better.
Do you ever, like, they say hug a tree.
I
do you ever hug a tree?
Absolutely.
You're a literal tree hugger.
Wow.
It makes you feel better. Immediately. It's part of that grounding experience. Like, they talk about being one with nature. I mean, that is it in a nutshell.
Get off me. I'm trying to grow here.
Exactly. Why do these people keep hugging me, you know, that tree's out there just
I agree with like essentially 100% of this story. And like, we were out in Nebraska over the weekend, and driving back, you know, it's just desolate farmland.
Yeah.
And you notice it when you're zipping along and there's like a grouping of trees on the side of the road. Uh-huh. You're like, oh my god, there's a tree.
Right. Look at that one over there.
Oh my god, I love trees so much. You guys ever have a tree house growing up?
Oh yeah,
we did. My dad built one in the backyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think that also makes us have a huge appreciation, is because so many of us, our childhoods were spent up in trees. Mm-hmm. You know,
I can still to this day remember gathering a bunch of like extra. My dad he can build things. Okay, so in our garage we always had extra wood and nails and just bits and pieces, and I still remember going into the garage with like a group of my buddies and just kind of grabbing random stuff and going out to the backyard. We had this big cottonwood tree and just starting to like nail stuff into the tree. And my dad found out like a half an hour later. I can still remember him coming out going, whoa, 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 whoa.
What are you doing?
You know, if we're going to do this, let's do this right, you know? And he did. He built me an epic treehouse. It had a trap door and a little ladder and all sorts of fun stuff.
As a kid, it builds character, and it makes me wonder, do kids even climb trees anymore?
Maybe.
Do your kids climb trees?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I can't remember the last time they were up in a tree.
I don't think the baby Nana's ever climbed a tree.
Yeah.
I have to ask her.
It's hard to climb a tree when you got a phone in one hand, right?
Yeah,
it's a little
exactly.
hard that way.
It really is.
So, hey, listen, shout
Good
out
point.
To all the trees listening today.
Yay,
woo woo.
You,
what up, trees? Holla.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
That's right. Let's get you updated on all the national news right now floating around. Katie, this one will make your little toes curl.
Okay.
Riley Green's going to serve as a coach on NBC's season 30 of The Voice.
Yeah, I saw that.
He announced it on Saturday on the socials, joining the previously confirmed coaches, Kelly Clarkson and Adam Levine. It's going to stream on Peacock. His little quote is, I guess y'all can start calling me coach. See you this fall.
You're not going to call him coach,
I won't
though,
call him
right?
coach. Like I'll call that. Him Riley. He's not my coach. Anyway, are you excited about this?
I saw that. I was like, way to go, NBC, getting me to watch The Voice again, right? Because
he's so dreamy.
I'm such a fan of his, and I'm only like a fan of his music and how he looks. I can't imagine to see just him talking in real life.
You can
like,
watch that show on mute now.
Exactly.
You don't even care.
I don't even know. Like,
he is the best looking man on the planet. I hate that guy.
So
I hate
good
him.
Looking. And you know, who knows? Maybe he's got something to say too. So tune in to find out.
Well, maybe.
Yay. I'm very excited about that news.
You did good. Yeah. You did real good. You're a good singer.
That's exciting.
That is exciting for somebody. Oh, swoon. Britt broke her social media silence on Saturday, calling her recent troubles a blessing in disguise after she pleaded guilty to reckless driving and completing some rehabilitation. She expressed gratitude for so many new, beautiful people I have met through my spiritual journey, like my parole officer.
Her cellmate. Cookie
in the kitchen, serving things up on that prison tray.
Oh, I'm glad.
Cookie in the kitchen gave me an extra biscuit.
Yeah, and now we're friends.
Now we're besties forever.
I like that she's able to look at it in a positive light, though. There's always something good you can take from it.
That's
you know?
The whole thing. It's like you get... You know, dinged for the reckless driving and being a drunk, and you're like, you know what? I need to change my ways.
Yeah, this was the
probably time
message I needed. So
it's true. So we'll see. Yeah. I mean, only time will tell, and we'll see if she starts dancing like crazy with knives on her Instagram account.
Exactly. We'll be up to speed on it.
Ready for sunshine, culture, and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
So there's this great story out this morning that definitely caught my eye. It's remembering the hottest trends from the 90s. The best fads of the 90s. I know a lot of you are going to relate to this. Pogs. God, I still have my tube of Pogs.
I was the Pog champion.
No, you weren't.
I was for multiple years.
I have the best. I should bring it in. It's a giant golden slammer.
Oh,
it's
yes,
bright gold and it's thick because you'd slam it, you know, and the better slammer you had, the more, you know, cred you had. And it's O.J. Simpson in jail, and it's like him behind bars, and you would slam it like he's in the slammer.
Oh, no.
That's got to be worth a couple bucks now. It's got to be worth a couple bucks now.
Man.
Grunge music and grunge style, thank you very much.
Yeah, cargo pants. I see them all.
Cargo pants.
Yeah, JNCOs, right?
Are you kidding me?
Like, yes.
Are you kidding me right now? Like I just mentioned a little bit ago, we had a road trip to Nebraska this weekend. We were in the car for like 13 hours, and man, that 90s grunge station, it hits.
Yeah.
It hits, definitely. The Super Soaker. Remember the Super Soaker?
Yes!
Oh, I had the one where you had the backpack that you could fill it with it, and you had like a hose out to the...
Wow.
Bit of a high roller back
intense.
In the 90s. Don't want to brag. What is it? The JNCO jeans?
Yes, the big elephant-like jeans. Yeah.
The Game Boy, the OG Game Boy. Starter jackets. I still have mine.
Yeah.
It's a Rockies one. Slap bracelets.
Those are coming back too?
Oh, yeah. I loved me some slap bracelets. Did you ever do it where you slapped it around your neck and tried to get... Maybe that was just me.
You
slap your friends in the face with it? No, maybe it was just me.
No.
And in music, Real Big Fish, Less Than Jake, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and good old No Doubt.
Oh, yeah, No Doubt.
Best fads of the 90s. Oh, this one makes me feel happy. And I won't even mention the bottom of the list, Beanie Babies.
Oh, yeah.
I still got a box of them.
Yeah, we can admit we were wrong about those.
I am still holding on to them because I know that Princess Bear.
Just
the Princess Diana Bear is going to be sending me into retirement early.
And listen,
I just know it.
We were told that these bears would pay for college.
That's right. That's why I'm holding on to them. All right, Katie, hit us with all the local stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, first of all, there was a bobcat sighting in Centennial. You guys have said you could take a bobcat. I know. Every time we talk about this animal specifically, you guys are like, no problem. I could take a bobcat.
Easy peasy. I told you, you just lay on them.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Once you
get
a hold of them, you just lay on them.
Oh, my goodness. But deputies say this bobcat has been spotted in the area of Holly Street and Dry Creek Road. So that's right
Oh, that's right down the road. That's right down the road.
That is in Centennial.
Get your kicking shoes on.
No, and so I saw this story on social media, and a lot of people were commenting and saying things like, oh, this is our, like, resident bobcat. We see her around all the time. So it's not something that's new to the people in the neighborhood. But because it's been brought up so much, cops are coming out and saying, listen, if you see a bobcat, please don't approach it because especially if you have small animals. So if you're out walking like a little toy poodle, you have to be cautious because that's what they're looking for. I mean, as much as they're cute and you guys think they're little and you could totally hand them, they are apex predators still, right? I'm just saying.
Okay,
so just
Mom.
Be cautious, especially if you have those little puppy nanas.
Little
because
puppy
that's what nanas. They're looking for.
And toddlers, whatever.
And toddlers, please.
And the elderly.
Oh, please keep
you can
track.
Take your grandma down, no problem.
Yeah, of all those things. Please keep an extra eye on grandma. Please, please.
Can you imagine
please.
That thing wandered like into Park Meadows or
no,
something?
No, that's what, but they have pictures of it and it's just like walking mm-hmm. along a fence line. Like, mm-hmm. so I mean, the
ain't nobody
way,
got time for that.
It just fits right into the neighborhood. Just keep, you know, little extra yuck. Eyes out for the bobcat, especially if you're in that area. We do have a good news for skiers and boarders, though. You can still head up to A Basin if you want to shred.
Epic,
yes,
bro.
I know. They're going to stay open through May 17th and they had originally planned to call it quits on May 3rd. So that is a big yay. Go get some
God, how
snow,
much snow
right?
did they get up there? When
apparently a lot.
Holy cow. Good yeah. for them.
I guess this last snow dumped like 2 feet in some areas. I know Estes Park got just hammered with powder. So, yeah, I mean, the ski resort's got a
Let's
little bit of the late
slopes,
stuff.
Bro. Go thanks, shred. Late nature.
Some epic gnar.
I'm going to hit some native roots and go up there, broskies.
Yeah, well, and after such a disappointing ski and snowboarding season, I'm glad that they've got at least a little late season fun yeah. to get into, right? Okay, and then we want to give a shout out to a University of Colorado Boulder professor who made some headway on the national stage this week.
Why is that?
Yeah, well, India Carney, she is a multi-talented solo artist and, again, professor out at CU Boulder. Older. She sang backup vocals for Olivia Rodrigo's performance on SNL.
Olivia Rodrigo? Do we have any Olivia Rodrigo?
You sure do. I know you do.
I'm just going to give you a taste of one where she goes,
Yeah,
here,
please.
This one.
Please.
This one. You know this one, right?
The one I was hoping you would play. Jeremy?
That was her. That was her
That's
right
all
there.
You get. Yes. That is all you
that
get.
That was her, but she sang backup. So India, big shout out to India. She's a seasoned performer, and she's worked with artists like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga already. But yeah, she sang backup this last Saturday night. So nice little local
so she
shout
was on
out.
SNL?
She was on SNL performing like backup.
Good for
what
her.
What a great gig.
Right? Good for her.
I get it.
Funny. That's an amazing gig. And again, it nice is. Little local
you
shout
paid
out.
For that?
I'm sure she does. How do you go on SNL and not get paid, right? She's a backup vocalist, so.
Yeah, but that's almost one of those things where you're like, that's a solid attaboy for my resume, so I don't even know if I would want to be paid, you know?
Do they pay the performers on SNL? I guess I'm not sure.
Think.
Yes, they do.
I would
that's
think
their job.
They do, so they pay the backup performers
but
as well.
Is it like the Super Bowl where it's just huge publicity and huge, you know? What would that be? Promotion for yourself? And you're like, don't pay us.
Well,
we
here both. We are talking about her again. India Carney, professor at CU. What up?
What up, Carney?
Yeah. That's a nice local
a
shout out, though,
good
right?
Luck.
Exactly. Go Buffs.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date on everything going on this goofy planet this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Oh, my God. What is Wendy's doing?
Oh.
What is Wendy's doing?
Wendy's has debuted their new Future Fresh themed restaurant.
What?
Have you seen it? It is wild.
Do you get to eat like food in a spacesuit?
No.
Future Fresh.
That's not it at all. But what it is their restaurants, they're now painting them blue. Like real blue, like the sea blue, and the whole restaurant, not accents that you would see like on the frame or the trim. It is the whole restaurant that they're
Don't
making
you
blue.
Feel like you're at the aquarium or
kind
something?
Kind of, yes. They're
I'll
doing
take
it,
a shorter bacon cheeseburger.
Kind of. I mean, when you look at the picture, it is so different than what we're used to with Wendy's, at least. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but yeah, red, white, and yellow are colors that stimulate your hunger. That's why a lot of the fast food places
well,
are those colors. Well, think about it. Whataburger, In-N-Out.
Wendy's is red.
Yes.
Burger King,
Wendy's.
What was it? Red, white, and...
Red, white, and yellow stimulate
What's
your
white?
Hunger. And so I think it's just,
Dairy
again,
Queen?
The accent.
No,
right?
No, no. I'm sorry.
White
what restaurant
oh, yeah,
would be?
Yeah, yeah.
White
like,
Castle.
All
yeah.
of them.
Dairy Queen.
I think if you think of any fast food place, there's white,
Culver's,
red, and
yeah.
yellow in it. Well, right. white and blue with the Culver's. But
white, yeah.
It honestly, they're going away from this, and they're saying that this bold, modern format is going to have a new identity for them. So the blue color scheme and the first layout will make them stand out from the competition. So that's a big reason they're doing it. They're like, everyone else is red, white, and yellow. we're going to be blue.
Oh, so, okay. When you said this, I thought we were going to have your standard Wendy's.
Yeah.
And then the second Wendy's.
No.
That's going to be all, just all blue, where you get, like, what, salads and stuff.
Oh, no.
The fresh thing threw me off. Like, I thought they were going to be, like, Wendy's with a salad bar, and everybody gets an apple when you walk in the door.
No, everybody gets an apple.
The other Wendy's is junior bacon cheeseburgers, chili, and fries. Yeah. The blue Wendy's is salads and apples.
No. They're going to change them all. It's going to be a new look for them. And the thing is, they already started including hints of this blue in their restaurants. The next time you go in there, take a look at all the little blue things that they've got going on. But now the outside of the restaurant, it's going to be different.
I don't like it at all.
It's definitely going to be different for sure.
So instead of improving the food, they just paint a new fresh coat of paint on there?
Yeah, but Wendy's doesn't need to be
improved. Have pretty good food already,
Wendy's
slaps. I do think that they do a pretty good job with their fresh freshness.
Never frozen.
Here's the thing is this is all being done right now overseas, so they don't have any timeline of when it's going to happen here in the U.S. markets. But it's starting to pay attention. It could happen the next few months.
You know who's loving this?
Who?
Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, yeah. All the paint.
Benjamin Moore.
How many gallons of blue do you need? Hails to the yes.
On it.
Yeah, we are on board. It is definitely time. We got full phone lines for Fast Five today. Let's see who is in first. Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey. What'd you do this weekend? Anything good?
No, I just worked.
Oh, darn it. That sucks. Well, make that money, girl.
Yeah.
Make that money. Are you saving for anything right now? Anything special?
Rainy day, I guess.
Yeah. I just bought carpet for my basement. Sorry.
Big splurge.
Sorry to be too sexy on the air this morning, but yeah.
Are you getting it, like, refinished? Or?
Yeah, I finished it myself, so yeah. I'm not doing the carpet, though. I got a guy. I got a carpet guy.
Nice.
Yeah, so nice.
Everything but the carpet?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very handy.
Everything.
I'm very handy. I'm a very handy man.
Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99. And let Turkaya welcome you.
All right, what do I have for you? Your letter is W, okay?
Okay.
W. All right. I need five bands or artists that begin with that letter W. Go.
Morgan Wallen. Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I think you had one. I don't know what you said from that first one, but
no.
Ashley, you have
I couldn't choose.
You have an excellent day. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Ashley.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Are you a mom?
I am.
How was your Mother's Day?
It was great. My girls and my husband spoiled me.
Oh, that's the best.
That's cute. What did they do for you?
I got lots of gifts, some coupons to use at a later date. I was made breakfast, got my car washed and detailed.
Wow.
It goes on and on.
Epic Mother's Day for you.
Shout out to your fam.
Coupons for later, huh? What's the coupons for later?
For 2 days off of doing laundry. And a day to go get my nails done and get a massage and do whatever I want for a whole day.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. It's dangerous, though, having the kids do the laundry. It's dangerous.
Well, luckily, my husband's doing the laundry.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, put him in charge.
Gosh, that has to be one of your favorite prizes, though, or presents, is the no laundry.
It is. Oh. It is a good one.
Yes.
It's really
good. I redeemed it right away.
Yeah, I bet. Wash your own underpants.
We're not letting that one expire.
Wash your own underpants. So funny. All right, Stephanie, let's see how you do here with little Fast Five action this morning. We've got a bunch that came in from some listeners that I want to use. In 10 seconds, give me five different brands of speakers. Go.
JBL.
Yep.
Bose.
Yep. Come on.
Anchor.
I've never heard of Anchor, but if that's legit, then that would have been three.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one.
You could have just said good old Sony.
Oh, man. Samsung.
Like Panasonic, old school.
I'm sure I can think of 100 of them now.
Hulk Audio and Klipsch.
Dang it.
Oh, well, darn it. It was really nice talking to you, though. Thanks for sharing about your Mother's Day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye. Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning, sunshine. Hi. My little note on the screen says second anniversary. Is that to your lover?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I celebrated my second anniversary. I ran the Denver 5K for Mother's Day with my mom at City Park.
No way.
Had a great weekend. Yeah, it was wonderful. The weather was great.
God, yeah, it was.
Yeah, we can hear the happiness in your voice, too. It sounds like you really enjoyed it.
Enjoy your knees.
You gotta take this Monday with a smile on, right?
Enjoy your knees while you can, Sarah.
Thank you.
How'd you do in the 5K?
You know, pretty average. But my mom, she got 13th place for her age division.
Whoa.
So shout out to her.
Whoa, show off.
I know.
Show
so impressed.
Off. That's so fun. What a great activity to do with your mom. My wife used to run marathons. She used to be a big runner. And my biggest memory is I think it was like the Denver Marathon or something. And I stood at the end waiting for her. And a guy came running up right before the finish line, right next to me, leaned over and puked everywhere. And it splashed all over my shoes and my legs. I was like, thank
classic.
You, sir.
At least it wasn't on your shirt, so you can still give your wife a hug.
I know, right?
Right?
At least it was the shoes that can go right in the trash. It's like,
oh my
God.
Gosh.
I mean,
they
he
never ran
puked
again.
After a marathon, too, though, to be fair.
Oh, that's intense, right? Yeah. That is so intense.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to give you an actress. I need some movies she's been in. No sequels. But she is popping right now. She's been popping for a long time, but especially right now. In 10 seconds, give me 5 movies starring the delightful Meryl Streep. Go!
Oh, Julie and Juliet. We got The Devil Wears Prada.
Yep,
we have, oh my gosh, my brain is just exploding.
No!
Kramer versus Kramer.
So close.
Yuck is right. One of the best ones is It's Complicated is one of the best movies she's ever been in, I think.
Oh, man. It's Sophie's Choice. How can I forget Sophie's Choice?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Bridges of Madison County. Did you say Mamma Mia? She was in Mamma Mia.
Oh, she was in Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorites. Oh, my God.
You named my favorite, though. Julie and Julia.
Such
a good movie. Yeah.
Sarah, you were so entertaining. So fun to have on the air. Thanks for calling today.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day, you two.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
I like her.
I know.
I want to be friends with her and her mom and her extremely fast mother. Oh, man, who's been holding along? Matt's been on here a minute. Hi, Matt.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're super dopes, buddy. You got a wife with kids?
Yep. I got a wife and 2 kids. And
nice. What'd you do for mom for Mother's Day?
Spoiler.
We got her some flowers, and the kids made her some art. And then we went to her family's house, and we had like a charcuterie.
All right.
Potluck thing where everybody brought different stuff. So that was a fun time.
Dude, I'm going to be talking about a charcuterie board later on in the show today because I had the most epic one ever this weekend. I'm even going to post videos. Oh, buddy. Oh, it was one of those things I looked at and I was like, how much did this cost?
I know, like the biggest one I've ever seen.
Yeah, Katie was like, what?
Yeah, it was massive.
Some people go all out. It's
dude, it's a thing, man. All right, Maddie.
I didn't know it was that intense for me and cheese.
That's a line of the day right
that's
there.
That's pretty good.
All right, buddy, in 10 seconds, maybe you've been to a few of these to get your wife some beautiful stuff, but I need 5 different jewelry stores. Ready, set, go.
Jared, Mary Kay, Gucci, Prada. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
There's got to be a Gucci necklace out there.
The Shane Company, buddy.
The Shane Company.
Yeah. Matt, have a great day. Nice talking with you.
Hey, thank you. You guys as well.
Later, Gator.
Bye, Matt.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. Tyler, will you hurry up and win this?
I'll try. I'll try. We'll see.
Has it been too hard today?
Hi. There's been some hard ones. I have Eleanor here.
Hi, Eleanor.
In the car waiting for drop-off.
So cute. Hi, Eleanor. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
So cute.
Oh,
it's adorable.
Hashtag adorable.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. In 10 seconds, give me 5 different brands of speakers. Go!
JBL, Bose, Skullcandy, Beats by Dre, Apple, Panasonic, Sony. I think we're there.
Is that all you got?
Samsung. What?
What? Put your what's so your daughter's good. Name again?
Eleanor.
Put Eleanor on the phone.
You can talk now.
Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, sweetheart.
Can you believe your dad just won Fast Five?
Can you believe it?
No.
No.
Yes. He won it twice.
He did? Well, he's a big show off. Eleanor, say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
You got it, girl.
<So cute>.
Well, congratulations to you both. Tyler, since you've won before, you know the drill, buddy. We'll put you on hold, and our producer, Josh, will come back and tell you how to get your prize.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. Thanks for playing along, and good news, everybody. We get to do it all again tomorrow morning, right around 7:30.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
It is definitely that time to get you updated on all the big stories floating around. We'll knock out the national stuff and then get you the local stuff as well. Ladies everywhere, curls are going to be toes are going to be curling. Curling be toes, too. What? Riley Green is going to be serving as a coach on NBC's The Voice.
Yeah.
I know, Katie. I thought for sure you'd love this story.
That's it. My toes just did it.
Damn that guy.
Curling.
Probably one of the best looking guys on the planet. Screw
he
that
really
guy.
Is.
What a jerk.
Tall, dark, handsome, former D1 athlete.
Yeah, and he can sing, and he's a cowboy. That big old belt buckle.
He wears boots.
Got that big old bulge in his pants.
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Riley Green is going to be on The Voice. His quote is, I guess y'all can start calling me coach. See you this fall.
And
then he added, yeehaw!
Uh-huh.
I'll call you coach. Jeez, Katie. Whoa, my goodness, girl.
What?
Listen, I'm a straight man. But I think that guy is hot.
He is
He's
hot.
A good looking
He's
dude.
A hot dude, and, you know, good for him.
Nothing
Whatever.
Wrong with admitting it, Jer.
Hey, I'm fine with it. I'll point out a good looking dude when I see one, and that is a good looking dude.
So will
dude.
I.
Okay, so Britney Spears broke her social media silence on Saturday, calling her recent troubles, quote, a blessing in disguise after pleading guilty to reckless driving and completing rehabilitation. She did express gratitude for, quote, so many new beautiful people I have met through my spiritual journey, like my parole officer.
My celly.
And yeah, my celly and Cookie in the kitchen, who slipped me an extra biscuit in prison.
No.
Oh, Brit.
But, I mean, you really have to give her props, because we as humans can only hope to get better. We can only hope to be better
than
we
were the day
before. Well, thank you, Dr. Phil. No, really.
That's so Dr.
And I
Phil
like that you. She sees that, you know, this is time to get her life together.
It
so.
Is a moment where I think you do hit rock bottom. You look at yourself in the mirror. You start listening to what your kids are saying to you.
Yes.
Other friends and family and Cookie from the kitchen.
Exactly.
And you're like, you know what? I probably should change the way I'm living my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is her spiritual journey.
It's her wake-up call.
And she'll check in with her parole officer on a weekly basis, I would imagine. It's just for a little reminder.
Yeah.
That this was a blessing in disguise. So a lot of normal people in real life have gone through these types of situations.
Yes. Yes.
Not just a little Brit. Do I have some audio for you? I think I do. I want to play you this little bit off of The Price is Right. Yeah, that's still popular. The Price is Right has been on TV for more than 50 years, setting new records even to this day. On Friday's Mother's Day-themed episode, a contestant won the largest amount for a single game. It was great, too. Retired vet named Vanessa.
Love that.
Won $240,000 in cash and prizes.
Whoa.
Bob Barker's rolling in his grave right now. Here's what it sounded like.
$240,150. Oh, Vanessa, nice job. Almost a quarter mil.
Oh,
which makes her the biggest pricing game winner in Price is Right daytime history.
Good for her.
I know. I thought we were going to hear her again.
Yeah, kudos to her. She won a luxury trip to Morocco and much, much more. That's all I have on my list.
Yeah, that definitely says thank you for your service, Vanessa.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Love that.
Kudos to her. Well, I knocked out all the national stuff. What you got locally, girlfriend?
Okay, so that Bobcat sighting in Centennial starts it up. You guys have said you could take on a bobcat.
You
no
just
problem.
Lay on it.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Deputies say this bobcat's recently been spotted in the area of Holly Street and Dry Creek Road. So right
here.
Oh,
that's here,
right here. Exactly.
Lay
if
on it.
If you guys really think you can go toe-to-toe with a bobcat, I want to back out of that challenge because I know I would not be up to speed. But if you see it, cops know about it and they say just don't approach it and keep your little itty-bitty puppy Nana safe and on leashes. Good news for skiers and boarders because you can still head up to A Basin if you want to shred. Yay!
Yeah, bro!
Yeah, they're going to stay open through May 17th now. So.
Thanks, late Mother Nature.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
my board out, go to Native Roots, and get my shred on.
Yeah, so yeah. many people are saying that exact thing because they were going to call it quits on May 3rd. So the fact that they were able to keep it going for two more weeks after the winter or non-existent winter that we had, a lot of boarders, a lot of skiers are all for this.
It could be a sweet little family of four that also goes up and boards. I don't know why I instantly went to a stoner.
Well, no, that's how the dad turns into the minute he gets up into that mountain area. Okay. Like, that's how he talks.
Is it's it just, even the normal Highlands Ranch
it's
dad?
It's required. Like, all Highlands Ranch dads talk like that.
Kids, get out of the car. Get out of the car. We gotta go. Dude, we gotta hit the freshie.
Shred some epic gnar, yo. Yes, that's how you do
epic
it.
Epic transformation, dad.
And then just one more. We just want to give a shout out to India Carney because she's a multi-talented solo artist who's also a professor at CU Boulder. And she was singing backup for Olivia Rodrigo at SNL this weekend.
What a flex on her part.
I know. And she sang backup for other artists like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. But this is the first time she was up on like the national stage in front of everyone.
Huge stage.
SNL stage is huge. So again, India Carney, University of CU Boulder professor. We just wanted to give her a shout out. For
Much
some,
love. Congratulations.
Yeah, Mile High Hype love today.
There you go. You guys are up to date with JKJ here at Mix.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I actually had to head out of town. I was in the car Friday morning heading to beautiful Grand Island, Nebraska.
Don't be jealous.
Yeah, so let's see. Round trip this weekend. I mean, zipping out there and zipping back. We did about 12 hours-ish on the road, about 800 miles. Went out to Grand Island for a graduation for one of my cousins. And we were just due to get out there anyway and visit some family. Had a little mini family reunion out there. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know we're joking about in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Did you?
It's just a simpler lifestyle out there. So simple.
No one can get a hold of you. I'm sure that was a big draw for you.
Like, there were many parts that we were in that I had zero cell service, zero internet. We had this graduation party out in the middle of the nowhere, like at a barn. It's like a barn event center. And no signal. I was like, this is awesome. And it was too bad because I was trying to send Katie pictures and videos of the world's largest charcuterie board, and it would not go through.
I know.
I was able to zip a text through. It said, pictures of this charcuterie board coming up soon. You're like, where are they at?
I know. So I'm still waiting for these charcuterie board pictures.
First things first, is it charcuterie board or I hear it called charcuterie board?
I say charcuterie board.
Like hard I'm a goofy white boy, so it's a charcuterie board. But I kid you not, they had it on an 8-foot table. I believe it was an 8-foot table.
Yeah.
From the start of the table to the end of the table. Nothing but charcuteries.
Dang, well, when you sent me multiple videos of vantage points, like I was like, this is a big old charcuterie board.
I did the thing. I'm going to post the video. Yeah. I started at one end filming it and just worked my way all the way down.
Yeah, like a drone shot almost.
Yes, of meats and cheeses and various nibblies.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, epic. I mean, it was a beautiful thing, wasn't it?
Really it was.
I'm a fan. I'm like a... I'm like a 30-year-old woman who just, when I see a charcuterie board, I'm like, oh my God, lady.
Ew, olives.
I had so many olives.
Green and black.
Little salamis and pepperonis.
And purple.
Little cheese nibblies. Is that fudge? Is that a little pile of fudge? I do. I turn into a 30-year-old woman. Like,
ooh,
I'm
what's
like,
that?
Ooh, let me put my purse down and dig in.
You see, they made it look like a flower.
What? Okay, so Reed, my son, yeah. went up and he was taking all the garnish back. Like, they had, like, kiwis and stuff that were cut to look like flowers yeah. and all this thing. He would come back to the table with, like, the garnish on his plate. And I'm like, I mean, it's there for the taking, yeah. I guess. But I was like, buddy, you go for the meat and cheeses.
Yeah.
You don't go for the kiwi garnish, yeah. buddy. He's new at the charcuterie.
You're not charcutering right.
But anyway, what a great side hustle that would be, you know?
We were talking about that, how that would be fun and also cost effective and a nice little gig that would probably keep you busy. People like their charcuterie.
It's,
you know?
Isn't it just nutty? Like, yeah. when you see that, it doesn't have to be an 8-foot one, but if you roll into a friend's party, birthday party, and they got one on the counter, you're like, hells to the yeah, it's going to be a good night tonight.
Absolutely.
Got a little sliced American cheese and some Ritz crackers there. Life is good. So anyway, we did that this weekend, and then I was saying before the break that, yeah, Nicole had kind of a bad Mother's Day because we were in the car, essentially, driving back 6 hours Nebraska and stopping at Ogallala and all that. So that was her Mother's Day. And when we got back, I was like, I'm tired, and I had work to do, so I was like, I got to do work, and so she'll get her gifts today.
Okay. Did she get, her favorite car snacks, at least, for the ride? Like,
she made a peanut butter sandwich before we left, so.
Oh, that's
yeah.
lame.
She had a peanut butter Sammy. Side note, those pretzels that you got me?
So good.
What are they called?
Dots.
The Dots pretzels. I ate a Sam's Club bag size of the Dots pretzels out to Nebraska.
Yeah.
We had to run into a Walmart. I bought another bag that were the buffalo flavor.
Oh.
Ate those all the way back. So I am so full of pretzels.
How are the buffalo ones?
I got a little kick.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat a bag of them and wipe your eye while you're on the open road. I will tell you that much right now. Speaking
learn today,
from experience.
Huh? How do you take the wheel?
Do we have wet wipes in the car? Do we have wet wipes? It's in my eye. In my eye. How was your Mother's Day, though? Did everything go smooth?
So good. It was so good. We actually started it. I have driven by this area up in Thornton. People who are familiar know 88th and Dahlia area. There's a little road right there that this looks like any normal road, but on it, there's an animal sanctuary. So shout out to Broken Shovel Animal Sanctuary.
Cute.
An entire farm full of animals up there. They had a Mother's Day brunch along with an animal cuddling session. That's what they called it. And there are so many farm animals. I mean, we're talking pigs, chickens, goats, cows, little mini horses and donkeys.
All delicious on a charcuterie
and
board.
They had water buffalo.
Wait,
I've
what?
Never seen a water buffalo. And they told us as we're going into this water or this animal sanctuary, they're like, hey, with the big livestock, the big ones like the water buffalo, and they immediately got my attention. I was like, wait, you got water buffalo up in here? Like, I'm so excited.
I'll believe it when I see it.
They told us we had to pet them over the fence and not in between the slats of the fence.
Well, they're going to eat you. Yeah.
In between the slats of the fence, yeah. they see food.
You lose a finger that
over
way.
The top, they know you're going to pet them. And again, these are all domesticated water buffalo. I had no idea this was
what sentence?
Thing.
Like that. I've never heard of that.
No. Okay.
And first of all, like, who on their Mother's Day is like, you know what? I got to go pet a water buffalo today. This is my day.
Me.
Well, it's Katie.
Are you kidding
this
me?
Is my day.
I
was that video
know.
You were showing me the
yes.
thing eating your hair?
Yes.
That was the water
it
buffalo?
It got all up in my hair. It was so crazy. So its name was Neza, and I rolled up to it, and I was just like, because all the other water buffalo were fighting for attention, but little Neza right here was just hanging out. I was like, you are so cute, and you are exactly the reason I came here today. And then he started to just come up to me, and I was like,
he's like,
oh,
what up,
my God.
Girl?
This is amazing. So I turn around to take a selfie with little Neza, because that's what you do. And he started eating my hair. And I thought it was the cutest thing. I'm like, oh my
but
God, look at him nibbling my hair.
It's the most action you've had in a while.
But then the lady who was Neza's little tender, like, you know, little handler, she was like, wait till you see the slobber he got in your hair. And I was like, oh no, I just straightened
again,
it. No,
most action you've had in a long time.
It was so gross, but so worth it. I mean, not only did we get to pet all these animals, so I was sitting there just like literally proudly petting the belly of a pig.
Aww.
Later on, we went to Chubby Sushi, and I got to eat the belly of a pig.
Yeah,
too.
You did. Katie. Yeah, you did. It's the circle of life is what
it
that
is.
It's the circle of life. What was the pig's name?
Oh, I don't know the pig's name.
Was it Wilbur?
Pig's name Kevin Bacon.
Oh,
one of the pig's
have
name
to.
Was Kevin Bacon.
You kind of have to, right?
I'll have to show you the... Oh, so cute, but it's and then it's like funny because they had again domesticated animals in the beginning, so you had the goats and the llama and everything, and then in the back were like the crazy goats who weren't used to people yet, right? So they were running amok. I just thought they were excited to see me. I'm like, look at that goat go, and they're like, no, they're running from you. They're terrified of
crazy
you,
lady with wet hair.
So then I was chasing the goat. Come back, I love you.
Run!
So much fun.
If you missed it, I was at this event in Nebraska with this charcuterie board, and I said it was 8 foot. I've been corrected. It was 16 feet.
I mean,
that's a pretty big correction. A lot of that. And, of course, it was a woman that corrected me.
Well, she would know.
And then thank you to all the women writing in with the pronunciation. I guess it's a charcuterie board.
It is? Okay.
Instead of a charcuterie board.
I've been saying it wrong, too.
Thank
I
you,
was
ladies.
Yeah.
You're the experts. I know. Chair, you idiot.
Yeah, you listen.
Charcuterie
board. They
are right. Charcuterie. Drink my mimosas.
Charcuterie.
Katie went to a petting zoo.
I did go to the petting zoo, and I had so much fun. And then we went to Chubby Fish Sushi after that, and I got to eat all the animals I just petted. So it was full circle. But it's funny because what sticks out to me the most is the present that Zoe gave me. For Mother's Day, my little baby Nana. Every year, she gives me an orchid plant because she knows how much I love them. I think they're the prettiest plant, the prettiest flower.
Symbolism? Anything happen with the orchid, or is it just your favorite?
It's just my favorite. I like the way they look. I just like they're the hardest plant to take care of, too, so I feel like
really
that's
needy.
It's just something to be said. Well, because they require a certain amount of light. You have to feed
But not
them.
Direct sunlight.
Exactly.
They like indirect sunlight. You like watering, but can't overwater them.
Overwater.
So it's like every plant.
And, well, no, but like they're a lot.
They're very needy.
They're very needy and they're very particular. So if you don't do things right, they will just flat out die. And she knows this. And she also knows that I kill air plants. But yet every year on Mother's Day, she gets me an orchid because she knows how much I like it. But she knows I'm about to kill this plant.
I was going to say, how many orchids from the past do you still have?
How old is she? So
do you have any?
No.
Every year she just gives you a plant to kill.
She's given me a plant every year for like the last 10 or 11 years. Because, right? She's 20.
And you have none of them.
None of them.
Why does she keep doing this?
Because she knows how much I love them. She knows how much I love the orchids. And here's the thing. She tries. Along with each plant, she gives me the step-by-step instruction on how to take care of it. Because this one in particular, right? The last time she gave me an orchid, it was take an ice cube and put it in between its leaves every Sunday. Every Sunday, you take one ice cube and you put it in the leaves.
Slow watering.
And it's supposed to slowly melt. And I did that.
But it's fine with the cold?
But my orchid did not like me, so it just died anyway. So
I feel like that would freeze
that,
it off wherever you place the ice cube.
I would think so, too. But these were the directions she gave me. These are the directions I followed, and I still killed the plant. This new plant has different instructions. Every Sunday, I'm supposed to take it and fill the container that it came in water, so it is submerged in water, and then I let it stay submerged for 5 minutes. Then I take it out, I dump the water,
and it's good for a week.
I put it back in there, it's good for a week. And every Sunday, I'm supposed to do that. So she just gave it to me yesterday. I'm supposed to do it this upcoming Sunday, so I will let you know. But again, my track record is I have killed 11 orchid plants.
The problem, yeah.
Every single one.
Is remembering then on Sunday to do this.
I know.
You can set a little. Do you have an Alexa or anything at home?
I could do it.
All you got to say is, Alexa, give me a reminder every Sunday at 6 p.m.
I have reminders for other things. It's not that I won't do it. It's just I don't think like.
And then you know what you can do, too, is be like, hey, Alexa, set a reminder for in 2 weeks to throw away my orchid.
I know. I'm going to have to because that's the thing is I will do it. I just think there's the lovingness you're also supposed to give a plant. You're supposed to talk to them. You're supposed to treat them like they're a human, like because they are a living thing. So I think that's kind of where I
don't know. She give you anything else?
She did. She gave me a necklace. She
you
gave
can't
me
kill
some,
that.
I know, exactly. She gives me other nice things that, you know, but she tries every year to get me to be a responsible plant mom. And I'm not, like, I try to remind her, like, you remember I was the napkin mom in school. Like, I don't know why you're trying to get.
What's a napkin mom?
A napkin mom is the mom who when you like are on field trips and whatnot, you are the person in charge of the napkins because you can't be trusted with anything else.
Oh my God.
Because there's the napkin mom.
Hilarious.
And then the other one's called the laminate mom. So you're the one who's in charge of the itinerary and laminating people's schedules and making sure you have all the children. Yeah.
This is a thing.
This is a thing. The laminate mom and the napkin mom. I am that napkin mom.
I am with
mom.
A laminate mom. Well, not my mom, but Knickknack is a laminate
mom. Oh, she's totally
mom.
A laminate mom because she keeps everything together.
And
she's so good at it. But I embrace my role. I know I'm a napkin mom. I am a good napkin mom. We have options for napkins. We have,
that's,
you know what I mean?
I don't know why this is making me so happy,
no,
but that
is
so spot on because, yes, I can see a field trip with baby Nana and you just losing everything, forgetting everything. I'm a napkin mom!
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, it is time to play Katie Crush. And our contestant today is sweet Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we are super dupes. How are you?
Fabulous, thank you. Well, you've talked to me before with my son Dylan coming home from hockey.
I thought it was you, Tracy. Yeah, this is the one with Dylan. Yeah.
Yes, and Dylan's here too.
Well, hello, Dylan. Now, you can't get any help from Dylan, so no cheating, okay, Tracy?
You got it.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, a little bit about me. I have three kids. I love yoga more than anything else. I run my own business. I have a hockey player for a son, wow, a gymnastics individual for a daughter, and a soccer player, and a fabulous husband, and two dogs.
Is that it? That's all you are? That's all you
You're
do?
Not busy at all, are you, Tracy?
What's your favorite yoga position?
Oh, you know, everyone has to say the Shavasana.
Oh, yeah.
They all
God bless
Shavasana.
You.
Or
the downward dog, I think.
Yes, I was going to say that, but I knew you were going to say something
yeah, right?
after that.
No, there's children listening, Tracy.
Yes, no, yes, there are.
Dylan is listening. Well, it's awfully nice to talk to you. You sound like an epic person. You're a very wonderful human, I guess. I don't know. Katie, anything you want to say to Tracy?
Yeah, well, you got a lot going on, but I hope you can focus and bring it, Tracy, because
yeah,
I'm going to bring it. I'm about to
bring it on.
Okay.
I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions, Tracy. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva.
Okay.
I just need you to tell Katie to leave the studio.
Katie, you're out of here.
Okay. Get out of here. We'll put her into a little room where she can't hear anything, Tracy.
Okay.
I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio. Okie dokie.
Sounds great.
All right, girlfriend, let's get things rolling here. Here's your first question for Katie Crush. What is Usher's last name?
Usher's last name. Usher. Is it Raymond?
Put you down for Raymond. Okay, second question.
Usher Raymond, yeah.
Okay, well, I put you down. I got it. Okay, the second question. What is the name of Jessica Alba's baby goods brand?
Oh, shoot. It's going to come to my baby. It is, I think it's my baby. I'm thinking.
Give me something.
I think it's Hope Brand.
Hope? All right,
yes.
I'll put you down for Hope. Here's your
I
third.
I think I'm wrong there. I should know it. I can't remember now.
It's okay. Here's your third question. What celebrity just settled their court case against Justin Baldoni?
Oh, my gosh. Blake Lively.
B to the L. All right. Your fourth question for the crush. What Disney/Pixar movie had the characters named Remy, Anton Ego, and Alfredo Linguini?
Oh, it's that pasta movie. Ratatouille!
She screams.
Pasta movie.
All right, I'll put you down for the Tui. And here's your fifth and final question for the crush. Finish this makeup company's famous slogan. Here it is. Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's born with it.
Would you like to say Ratatouille?
Maybelline? Maybe it's Maybelline? Maybe it's... she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
All right, I'm going to put you down for that. Let's, Josh, go grab Katie. We'll get Katie here in the studios and we'll find out how she does. We're going to bring her in. All right, here she is. Hi, Katie Cat.
Hi.
Welcome back. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay.
All right, let me make sure I got everything marked down for Tracy here. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Here's your first question for the crush.
Okay.
What is Usher's last name?
Oh, U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. He spells it in his songs. It's Usher Raymond. Yeah.
Wow, he sure does.
He does. Yay. That's how we know it.
Tracy, you said Raymond too.
Yay. Yay. See, Tracy?
I knew I liked you, Katie.
Well, I think you guys just love Usher's abs.
Who
so you,
doesn't?
You know, you think of that. And you're like, woo. Although, Tracy, I would imagine you've got some epic abs if you're doing yoga all the time.
Yeah.
Sure do.
That core, right?
You're always making people punch you. You're like, punch me in the stomach. Punch me. I can do it.
Everything happens here.
Katie, what is the name of Jessica Alba's baby goods brand? Baby goods brand.
Hers is The Honest Company.
The Honest Company is correct.
Yes.
Tracy said something about hope and hopes and
dreams. I couldn't remember. I knew it started with an H.
It was right there, though, huh?
Oh.
Like, visualized
it. Your third question. What celebrity just settled their court case against Justin Baldoni?
Oh, Blake Lively.
Yeah, ooh, that was messy. An easy one.
Yeah,
was,
Tracy got that one, too. She's just a big show-off, whatever.
Messy. All right, Tracy knows her stuff, it seems like.
Pretty
I like
good.
It.
She doesn't know baby products, though.
Oh. Yeah.
Here's your fourth question. What Disney Pixar movie had the characters named Remy, Anton Ego, and Alfredo Linguini?
That's my favorite one. Hey. That's Ratatouille.
It's Alfredo Linguini.
I love Remy.
Tracy got it, too, because she's awesome. Your fourth question, or check that fifth question, final question for the crush. Finish this makeup company's famous slogan. Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Good God, you didn't even hesitate.
Jeez.
Guess what, Tracy? You did that too. Tracy knew makeup too. But sadly, as I tally these up, oh no, you were crushed by Katie because it's 5-4.
Oh.
Oh, I got them all today.
Whatever.
That was fun. That was fun.
I always get so annoyed when Katie wins.
I know, he does. Well, I don't let him forget it all day, Tracy. I'll text him after the show. Hey, guess who won Katie Crush today? It was me.
Tracy, it was a pleasure talking with you. However, you have been crushed by Katie today. But I'm going to put you on hold. Josh still wants to come back and talk to you really quick, okay?
Sounds great.
You're the best. Thanks for listening.
Guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Tracy.
You
too.
As well. Oh, Katie, you did it again, you big jerk. Oh, man. Good news is we'll play again Wednesday morning with JKJ here at Mix 100.